The Western concept of God has evolved over time, and eventually a final and more truthful concept of God will emerge as we continue to evolve intellectually. This final concept of God will integrate our past history and traditions with science, pointing to a final stage of evolution, and prescribe existence in a new and emergent future for mankind. Thus making our concept of God seamless with reason, logic, history, reality, and time. I say a final version of God because we are humans, we may extend our lifespan, but our brain is finite. As animals, our language and experience has a limited number of variables. Although we are complex, the variables that motivate us are finite, our desires or will is finite. If we eat too much chocolate, we hate it, too much complexity bothers us, there is a finite set of variables in an equation that, when solved, will make us happy. Happiness, in fact, has minimal needs, and is attainable for everyone. God is not only a concept we use for creation and the unknown, but it requires also a religion which prescribes laws, or commandments for human behavior. Because of the finite nature of our minds, there is a limit to what we can understand, and this final version of God will attend to that limit. Since besides knowledge, all we really want is be happy, there is an equation for that, which is, the minimization of desire and the satisfaction of what remains. Since we live in a deterministic universe, the future and the past have specific relation to each other and are of the same substance. For this reason, any concepts of God are rooted and implicit in both the past, present, and future. Our Judeo-Christian God is a historical representation of the past, present, and future, with a utopian view of salvation from suffering at some future point. I suggest that this day, that now is that future point. We falsely see ourselves as having free will, with desire, or a will acting within, and somehow separate from our universe. Arthur Schopenhauer, in The World as Will and Representation, explains that life has a will which motivates our actions. The metaphysical and the physical reality are intellectual representations we develop. This representation is what we call conscious and collective consciousness. God is a representation we develop of the metaphysical that drives physical reality and defines our place with the deity. Who would disagree that our concept of God, or the interpretation of creation and existence we have, is the product of the universe? Since most all science points to a deterministic universe, then what but God could be pulling our strings? What we call our will, or that which Hegel calls spirit, is as deterministic as a cannonball. A deterministic universe says that Moses, Christ, Buddha, Muhammad, etc., are all part of how we understand God. The chaotic and virtually incomprehensible nature of entropy makes all reality rooted in metaphysics, and regardless of how scientific or pragmatic we hope to be, the understanding each of us may have of reality is in fact, faith-based. Since I came from a Christian background, when prompted by my new understanding of reality, I began to look into Christianity for an explanation of God. After some study, I discovered contradictions, and a dissatisfaction arose which led me to a more truthful representation, and a more truthful belief in God. This essay is the deconstruction of Western religion as contrasted with history and human nature. Conclusions are then drawn as to the functions of religion in society, and a new direction is suggested for moving forward. God can be seen in history through the contemplation of the events between the unknown creation and expiration of our universe. If we believe in one, universal God, then everything that we see, all reality, is from God. Therefore, history would be the permanent record of the intentions of God, fulfilled. Before I tell my short story of history, may I say that if you are curious about God, know that good and evil are not aspects of the Almighty. Although very much a part of Christian dogma, it is inappropriate to see God as dualistic, manifested by a conflict between divine forces, as in, good God versus an evil Satan. We should know there is only one God, and it is unknowable. Evil is described by Socrates as only our ignorance and stupidity. Evil is a word we use to describe a value we give to a point of view. Consider a fox eating a rabbit. The rabbit may sense evil, while the fox sees only the satisfaction of dinner. If evil is what torments us, the recognition that evil is only a point of view, that what is evil for me is satisfaction to another, this simple and innate truth should put an end to evil for good. It would then be honest to say the truth will set you free of evil. Simply be smart enough not to become what is for dinner, and don't eat your brother. Still, if you find you did eat your brother, don't ever say the devil made you do it, simply accept you're an idiot, and don't repeat the act.